used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, it looks like it will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this final period as they trail Greene County Tech 38-33. Hunter Bashirs will inbound the ball on the far sideline. And we are about ready to get back underway. Ben takes an inbound pass in the front, in the backcourt. We'll walk it across the half-court stripe. Ben throws to Bashirs on the left wing. Takes a screen from Waymeyer. Drills up top. Gives to Ben on the right side. Now he's heading down into lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound for Waymeyer. He can't get the ball to go. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up with it. And this time he's going to be fouled and will head to the free throw line. That is on Cade Kinsella, I believe. That's actually his fourth personal foul. That's the team foul number six against Greene County Tech. First free throw for David Waymeyer. Up, no good. He is now one of four from the free throw line. One more free throw coming. Second shot. No good. Misses the both. And the rebound's controlled by Kinsella. He throws to Gio. He's quickly into the front court for Greene County Tech. Loses the handle of the ball for a moment, but gets it back. Now throws to Kinsella, over to Dortch, now to Butler, to Brown with it. Brown dribbles towards the top, gives it to Dortch. He has it between the circles. He's going into lane, has the ball knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and Tech will inbound it on the baseline. We are 39 seconds into this final period. It is a five-point lead for the Golden Eagles. Inbound pass goes to Brown, over to Dortch. His three-pointer, no good. The rebound controlled by Cresilius, and back comes Mountain Home. Benton into the front court, throws to Bashirs on the right side. He's going into lane for the layup, off the glass. His basket counts, and he is fouled! That foul is on, I believe, Cody Dortch. That's his first personal foul, team foul number seven. That does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but this is going to be a three-point play regardless. Before the free throw, well, there will be a substitution as Kane Wilson will check in as he replaces Kobe Brown. Now, Wilson will have to be very careful. He has four fouls as well. Free throw for Bashirs. In and out, no good. And the rebound controlled by Tech. 38-35, the Golden Eagles leading at 7 minutes left in the game. Back the other way, a blocking foul, I believe, is going to be called on Mountain Home. It looks like Cresilius is trying to set up to take the charge, but he's not going to get that.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey, there's my keys, or bike, or stuffed Panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Talk to corporate. Approve memo.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay.
Quickly into the front court. He has the ball on the right wing. Gives it to Bashirs near the corner. Goes cross court to Cruz on the left wing. His pass to Cresilius was stolen by Aguillo. He's quickly back the other way, going up for the layup. Rolls around and goes in. Peyton Gill with 25 points. 6:32 left to play in the game. It is a six-point lead for the Golden Eagles, 41-35 our score. Cresilius checking in out of the game as he's replaced by Luke Dibble. Dibble, a 6'1 junior. I believe this is the first time he's come in tonight. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. He has it between the circles. Man-to-man defense for Greene County Tech. Ball goes to Bashir's on the left side. He's going to dribble up to the top. Gives it to Dibble in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Butler. He throws it out. He tried to throw it out to Dortch. He couldn't handle the pass. Now scramble for the loose ball. Ball still loose. And now Mount Tom's going to get the ball, dive for the ball, call timeout. We'll take it with him. Good job there by heads-up call by Josh Fulcher. 6:08 left to play in the game. It is Greene County Tech leading 41-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, after Hunter Bashir's dove for that ball, Josh Fulcher quickly took the timeout. That was their last 30-second timeout. They still have two full timeouts remaining. Greene County Tech with two full timeouts and both of their 30-second timeouts. 41-35, Golden Eagles on top. 6:08 left to play in the game. Bashir's will inbound it to Benton into the backcourt. And we are back underway. Ball goes over to Dibble on the right wing. Now up top to Cruz. He has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Gio. He's quickly going back the other way for the scoop layup. Good. Peyton Gio with 27 points now, 43-35. That makes it a three-possession game with less than 6 minutes left to play in this game. Here's Dibble with it up on the right side, up top to Cruz now, over to Benton, thought about the three. Now he takes a screen from Cruz, goes towards the free throw line. Now kicks out to Bashir's on the left wing. Up top to Cruz now. Over to Dibble near the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Dibble with his first 3 points of the night, 43-38, Tech leading it. Back the other way, Kane Wilson going up for the three-pointer to try to answer. He can't get it to go, and the rebound comes to Waymeyer. Mount Home with a chance to make this a one-possession game once again. Ball goes over to Cruz. He's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Luke Cruz now with 8 points, 43-30. Tech leads it by three with a little over 5 minutes left to play. Back the other way, Gio throwing it over to Cancilla. Now ball goes up top to Dortch, over to Cancel on the left side, over to Gio. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Wow. 30 points for Peyton Gio. 46-40, Tech leading it. 4:41 left. Here's Dibble back the other way, going up for the three-pointer at the top. Good. Luke Dibble with 6 points off the bench. 46-43, Golden Eagles leading it. 4.5 minutes left to play. Ball goes over to Dortch on the left wing. Now down a low block to Wilson. He looks to make a move on Waymeyer. Shoots a fadeaway. Can't get to go. Offensive rebound for Cancilla. And now he's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to get Talon Benton with his first personal foul. That is the eighth team foul against Mountain Home. So it is a one-and-one opportunity for Cade Kinsella. First free throw is up and in. That's his first point of the night. And it earns a bonus with that free throw. And if he hits the second free throw, looks like he'll be replaced by Luke Williams, who's there at the scorer's table. Second shot, good. 2 points for Kinsella. He's going to take a seat and be replaced by Luke Williams. 48-43, Greene County Tech leading it with 4:20 left to play. Benton takes an inbound pass from Cruz and will walk it into the front court. Ball goes over on the right side to Bashir's. Down to Dibble in the right corner. He's going to drill out to the wing. Up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left side. Thought about the three. Now kicks up top to Dibble. He's heading down towards the lane. Now throws it to Bashir's. Almost too wide for him, but he's able to control it. Now Bashir's throws to Cruz on the right side. Up top to Benton. And, yeah, he shuffled his feet too much as he looked to make the move. And he's going to turn it over with 3:57 left to play in the game. Tech gets the ball back, leading by five. Gio takes an inbound pass from Williams, and we're walking into the front court. He drills to the left side. And he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Benton. Back comes Mountain Home. Benton into the front court. He dribbles to the right side. He'll go up top to Cruz. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. Now gives up top to Dibble. And over to Bashir's on the right. Bashir's looking to head toward the paint. Goes up for the layup. Looked like he's trying to draw some contact, but didn't get the call. And Tech comes away with the rebound. Back comes Butler. Throws it up top to Williams. Over to Gio. Gio's heading down into the lane for the layup. His shot was, looked like it was partially blocked. And Mount Home comes away with the basketball. Well, Gio looks a little shaken up, but he does get on his feet. Back the other way. Dibble going into the lane for the layup. He can't get to go. He draws contact and will head to the charity stripe. Luke Williams picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Greene County Tech. So Luke Dibble will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 3:11 left to play as he looks to cut in to the 5-point lead that Tech currently has. First free throw for Dibble. Rolls around and goes in. Dibble with one more free throw, and if he gets this next one, it will be a one-possession game once again. Dibble's second shot will not go, and the rebound controlled by Dortch. And Tech's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:09 left to play in the game. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 48-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
Both teams getting their last-second instructions from their coaches. Mountain Home coming out on the sideline, coming back from the sideline. Now so is Tech. It is the Golden Eagles leading 48-44 with 3:09 left to play in this game. And we are back underway as Gio takes an inbound pass from Kinsella and will walk it into the front court. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Kinsella on the left side. He's going down towards the lane. Now kicks it out to Wilson. He picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. Now gives it back to Kinsella. Kinsella picks up his dribble on the right side. He throws it to Gio. Gio's going into the lane for the running jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Cruz on the left wing. Down to Dibble. Thought about the three. Now kicks it back to Cruz. Cruz will dribble up between the circles, throws to Benton on the right side. Now to Cruz in the corner. Back to Benton on the wing. Cross court to Bashir's on the left side. He's dribbling down toward the corner. Now kicks it back to Benton on the left wing. Cross court to Dibble on the right side. He puts up the three-pointer. Good. Luke Dibble now with 10 points, and it is a one-point game. 48-47 our score. Tech with the ball in the lead. Ball goes up top to Kinsella. He will give it there to Butler. He dribbles to the right side. Now finds Wilson on the right corner. Out to Gio. And it looks like Tech's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. It's 1:57 left to play in the game. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 48-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Greene County Tech just took their last full timeout. They still have both of their 30-second timeouts remaining. Mountain Home with two full timeouts left, no 30s. 1:57 left to play in the game. Tech with the ball on the far sideline as they lead 40.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey, there's my keys or bike or stuffed Panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my prison.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews, cancel anytime.
George comes away with the basketball for Greene County Tech. Lower minute left to play in this game. 51-47, the Golden Eagles leading it. Ball goes up top now to Dortch. And Tech will probably start milking some clock until Mountain Home comes out to foul them. How long do you wait to foul him? That's the question. Here is Butler throwing it up top to Dortch. Dortch is going to be fouled by Hunter Bashirs. That is Bashirs' second personal foul. That's the ninth team foul against Mountain Home, so this will be the last 1-1 for Greene County Tech. Cody Dortch at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 2 with 8 points. And before the free throws, looks like Tech's going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with him. 43.1 seconds left to play in the game. It is Mountain and Home trailing Greene County Tech 51-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, Mountain Home took that timeout. I thought it was Tech at first, but it ended up being Mountain Home. So they have one timeout left, one full timeout left. And Greene County Tech with two 30-second timeouts left. All of their fools are gone. 43.1 seconds left to play in the game. It is 51-47, the Golden Eagles with the lead. But right now, Cody Dortch goes to the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. Again, right now he's 2 of 2 from the charity stripe with 8 points. Dortch's first free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end. And the rebound is controlled by Benton. And back comes Mountain Home. Oh, my goodness. And Benton was looking to throw it. And he hesitated too much. Shuffled his feet. And it's called for traveling. That is a killer turnover. 37.8 seconds left to play in the game. Greene County Tech gets the ball back with a two-possession lead. Ball goes to Dortch. Now to Gio. He'll cross the timeline with it. Now throws it to Butler. Now back to Dortch. And they're playing keep away until Mountain Home can foul him, and they finally do. Hunter Bashirs picks up his third personal foul. That puts Tech in the double bonus, so it will be two shots for Cody Dortch. Again, he just missed the front end of the 1-1 just a moment ago. 28.9 seconds left. First free throw for Dortch, up and in. Second free throw for Dortch. He gets both. He's now in double figures with 10 points. 53-47, Tech leading it. Again, 28.9 seconds left. Benton takes an inbound pass. We'll bring it into the front court. Drills to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Finds Peters on the right side. Back to Benton in the corner. His three-pointer does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Gio. He is quickly throwing it to Kinsella in the front court. Back to Gio. Over to Dortch. And looks like a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home. And that is on Colton Peters. And he may be done. Colton Peters is going to foul out of this ball game with 8 points. Mount, again, Tech already in the double bonus. And now it looks like the Golden Eagles are going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 8.4 seconds left to play in the game. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 53-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Now Greene County Tech with one timeout left. They lead by six with 8.4 seconds left. 53-47 to score. It will be Peyton Gio at the free throw line for the two shot opportunity. Right now he has 30 points. First free throw is up and in. That makes it a three-possession game and will pretty much put this game out of reach. Second shot. Good. 8-point lead. Bashirs takes inbound pass, throws to Cruz in the front court. Drills up to the top. Benton with now throws to Dibble. He's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. He can't get it to go, and that's the way this ball game is going to end as Greene County Tech will complete the sweep with an 8-point victory. Our final score tonight from Greene County Tech Junior High School was the Greene County Tech Golden Eagles 55 and the Mountain Home Bombers 47. We'll start the RBS Bank postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Stuff, we've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff, we tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone, hey, there's my keys, or bike, or stuffed Panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at March of Dimes.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a